The choice of Sarah Palin, support it or not, is clearly the talk of the entire country this week. We have had many, many comments from you, our listeners, both at our blog, Daydreaming, and through listener email.
Reaction really runs the gamut. There were words of support for Palin and her family, although many of you feel the pregnancy of Palin's teenage daughter highlights a contradiction in the Republican Party with its emphasis on abstinence-only sex education. Sloan Mann of Altadena, California says, surely the Republicans would be commenting were it Barack Obama's daughter, who was 17 and pregnant.
Here's an excerpt from that. I somehow believe that an unplanned pregnancy of a minor from a Democrat's family would elicit screams from the right of the proof of the moral laxness and permissiveness of the Democrats. Not, oh, it's so nice that the African-American family whose father's running for president has a problem just like us.
Supporters wrote in to say they were excited by the choice of Sarah Palin. She's a normal person who lives the same life as a vast majority of Americans.
Not everyone thinks normal is an advantage. Shelley Robinson of Hibbing, Minnesota writes, if I want ordinary, I'll walk across the yard to chat politics with my middle-class neighbor. I want my vice president to be fully prepared to take over the office of the president.
But Karen Duncan of Greenwood, Indiana, disagrees. Here's some of what she said on our blog. Palin has more experience than Obama. Obama did not help break the glass ceiling. In fact, he maintained the sexism in this country with comments and remarks about Senator Clinton. Biden is part of the old established, so where is the change? The change is in having a woman, not another man, or two men in the White House. The Republicans, and in particular Senator McCain, have my admiration and my vote.
Okay, if you would like to weigh in, you can go to our blog. It's Daydreaming, NPR.org/daydreaming.